Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I am your host, Robin Misevich, and I'm just going to go ahead and get my lovely co-host, Miss Amy. How are you doing tonight?
Robin. Yes. Robin, pay attention
yes.
to me. Robin.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at this over here. What?
Pay attention to me.
Yeah, that's attractive.
Winter show, mom, right? Yeah, with the cartoon, I can't remember, with a Family Guy or whatever.
Yeah.
They go, mom, mother.
Your moms don't listen after a while. I can't hear you.
Well, isn't that a really good point, right? That we kind of tune people out, you know, maybe because they want too much attention or because we're too busy with where we're at. I think that's a great segue into, you know, the chapter 7, pay attention to the janitor.
I actually call this show, don't forget the janitor. But I think it's true. Because they were going to kind of look at the other flip side of that when it comes to paying attention to the janitor. It's like, don't forget the janitor. Either way, I think it's apropos.
But I just want to say, please, anybody, whatever your job title is, please, we're not trying to be offensive, because in a way that kind of sounds offensive to me. You know what I mean?
No, and
but
I mean,
the bottom line is everybody that you come in contact with. Would you like to read the quote? This is one of my most favorite quotes ever, especially from Mother Teresa, to begin the chapter, Rob.
Sure. It says, be generous and understanding. Let no one come to you without feeling better and happy that they when they leave. Be the living expression of God's kindness with kindness on your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, and kindness in a warm greeting. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I mean, you know, to me that's give what you would like to get. Kindness.
Yeah, and kindness and giving people what they need, not necessarily what we would want to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just, you know, in the sense of, I think one of the best lessons I think I've ever been taught is giving to someone without having any kind of expectation of them returning whatever you've given.
Yeah.
Knowing that, the universe is going to bless you in however it blesses you, and it doesn't have to be that person that reciprocates.
Well, and I think we get caught up, especially, you know, in the world of business, and let's be honest, everything's business. Even if you're running a nonprofit, you're still in business because you have to pay the rent. And it can be easy to get, you know, caught up in the doing, and if I do for them, they'll do for me. And like you said, the most important thing that you can do is give of selfless service, no matter what, you know, and I think we're all humanitarians, we choose to be. It doesn't mean we don't get paid for what we do.
And I think, you know, that with this, I love this chapter because it really goes to really kind of an under depth of what we really seek to have on the show on a regular basis, is really understanding that people really want to be heard and valued. And we talk about that all the time in just different ways. And this chapter is really all about that, you know, feeling heard and knowing that you matter. And I really love, too, that we're talking about, you know, just really learning to be just that much more of being very present with somebody. You know?
Something that you and I have been talking about, especially in this last couple of weeks, we both, it's so interesting, as a florist, you're dealing with people's life, yay, celebrations and tragedies all the time. And, you know, you have like the traditional, the bartender, I know you're there, and of course you're supporting your family and your friends, but all these people, customers, new and ones that you've had for a long time, and sometimes it weighs down on us, and we have the blessing of each other, and we've worked really hard to have other angels support in our life, But we were talking, if you don't get it out, if you don't have a place you can release it, you might dump it on somebody who totally does not deserve it.
Yeah, and it could be this person that's just a safe person in your life. You know they're not going anywhere. And for whatever reason, you have this moment, you know, and realize that that wasn't fair to be, you know, directing it toward you, you know, because Amy and I were talking about that before the show started. You know, it's so wonderful to have somebody that you can just say, I need to just vent right now, and I'm going to do it for about 2 to 5 minutes, and when I'm done, I'm done, and we can talk about something else, but could you just let me, is it okay if I do that? And having somebody or a couple people in your life that you can do that with is so helpful. It's so helpful and very healing. It's very helpful because of being able to not hold that in your body. Studies have shown that, you know, holding that kind of pent-up resentment or anger or whatever it is can turn into all kinds of illnesses. So it's really important to be able to get that out in a way. And I mean, if even you feel like, oh, gee, I couldn't vent to anybody, you know, journal it, you know, just have a junk page, write it all out, and then just, you know, throw it away or burn it or whatever you feel like you need to do to be able to release it. And that could be just really so therapeutic for yourself, just for the fact that you're just, you know, moving your pen across the page and not really getting caught up in what I'm saying and not judging yourself for it. It's just because, you know, we're all going through what we're going through. So I think it's really important. Next week's going to be a great week because we're actually going to kind of do a check-in with a few people and to see, you know, how are they doing? Are there new tools that we're finding that we just kind of help us with just some of the calamities that are going on in the world right now, between fires and just all over the world, different things that are happening. Just really kind of helping us to just be able to kind of do some quiet check-ins with ourselves and just say, you know, the world is gone a little crazy. So how am I doing?
Right, what are maybe even some tools I used to use? I think we've got so many great tools. Sometimes we forget about them. I want to come back to the getting it out of your body. So let's just talk about that a minute. I love what you said. Yes, finding somebody and telling them, I'm really feeling that I need to get this out. Can you give me a few minutes to do that? And then having that space. And then also your really valid point about journaling. And it's not even journaling. I would call it purge writing because journaling we tend to keep. So what I would do is get some pieces of paper, just scrap paper. And what you do is even set a timer. I'll set a timer for 5 minutes and just really go to town. And then I recommend you shred it. But you've released it. But the second part I think is really, really important. Then I want you to take some time. And when you do that right now, Robin, because you did a little bit of release before the show, that's really great. Now I want you to put your hands on your heart. And now that you've got this vacuum you've created, is breathe in. The smell of your puppy when he smells really good, right? And
he does. Well, not right now. She needs a bath, but that's a different story.
Right. Well, when she smells good. So, you know,
when
so
she
that,
smells good. Yeah, exactly.
And get in the, and your daughters when they make you giggle and, you know, those kinds of things. And fill that vacuum you created with joy, with love. So you're kind of counterbalanced. So I think it's good to purge it.
And I think it's good when you have that happen. If you can be in a place where you can say it out loud, say, let me remember that. Let me remember that. Because it helps to redirect your memories and your brain about where you want to go for having the things that you're going to have as just the thing that's the go-to. Let me remember that. Yeah. Verbally out loud and then just to yourself, depending on your situation. So, because I think that's so good. And even in the moment you catch yourself in this place where you're laughing or you're in this place of joy or gratitude, just like you said, you know, have something where, you know, whether you know, hold your thumb or have something where you can have like a trigger where you're actually connecting to another part of your body. And if you can put your hands to your heart, that's even better. But even holding onto a finger, you know, a thumb or a pinky or something, and just like, you know, let me remember this.
Not like your uncle that says, pull my finger. Don't do that.
Pull my finger. Yeah, pull my finger. I have joy. Okay, there we go.
No. Don't do that. But there's a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah, I guess. That's a tool. Yeah, exactly.
Don't do that. But our friend Carolyn.
Let me remember that. Okay.
Our friend Carolyn, exactly. Who we've had on the show before, she and I were talking the other day. And she came up with an acronym for ROSE about how to kind of get herself centered. I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was like, so it was like, well, wouldn't that be cool to get maybe a picture of a rose and put it on your phone as you're, you know, when you're
Yeah,
phone,
wallpaper.
There it
mm-hmm.
is. Exactly. And
I
then
like
she
that.
Has that acronym that she's created about resetting. And so
mm-hmm.
I think that's, you have those, to have those things that remind you, have people in your life that you can be straight up with. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and make that a practice, an ongoing practice. And that's
mm-hmm.
really, really useful. And we've talked about this before, but there's before you know you're going to enter into a situation that maybe you're tired, maybe you're a little grumpy, maybe you're hungry. Before you do that, maybe take some nice deep breaths before you enter into a conversation that you may regret. So it's about really being conscious, especially when you know you're very tender. And if you can check
mm-hmm.
out, great. But a lot of times we still have to go into work. We still have to be running the meeting, right? And so how could I do that in a way that I don't cause any damage?
Right, right. Yeah, that's really important. It's very important.
And even, I think remember when you're texting that there's another person on the other end.
mm-hmm.
Right, so if you're really agitated, be really careful about what you're, you know, putting on Facebook or other social media, right, or texting. Because no matter what
mm-hmm.
you say, even if you pull it back, you know, and people say, oh, I was angry or I was upset when you did something or said something, it still leaves a mark. Even if you apologize, we can forgive you and we can move on. Or you can forgive
mm-hmm.
me and we can move on. But there's that little scar that happens.
Yep, for sure.
So when Mother Teresa talked about one reason that she touched people so much is that she made them feel seen and valued. And I know that there
mm-hmm.
is nothing better than having somebody see me, hear me, value me, appreciate me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she knew that valuing people could change their lives. Because she'd seen people who were basically had just felt that they were invisible, you know, and being able to be in that place of I see you and, you know, how can I help you or just being that loving ear like we talked about last our last chapter about mm-hmm. communicating language that people can understand. It's like, you know, let me just be present with you and, you know, have that just unfold just being in the moment. Go ahead.
The story that's in the book that they share that they observed with Mother Teresa. One day,
mm-hmm.
as we were walking with Mother Teresa along the streets of Calcutta, a young man dashed up to us and knelt down to kiss Mother Teresa's feet. He told her that he was going to get married in a few hours. Mother Teresa explained to me that a few months before, the young man had been brought, dying from hunger and tuberculosis, to the home for the dying. At the house, he had been cared for and had learned a modest occupation of shining shoes. It's been enough to enable him to start a new life.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw him as not somebody who's dying, not somebody who's less than, but just held him in love. And for me, it's like letting go of that expectation, you know, that unconditional love is not getting caught up in potential or expectation. You're here right now. I'm going to love you right now. You are the spark of God. I see God in you. I'm going to be present
mm-hmm.
with you, and all things are possible, but not getting caught up in what that means, but being in that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the key right there is like not having expectations of what that means. That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Just being fully, fully present with that person and just seeking to come from your heart. So she really talks about, you know, never forget the people who have helped you along your journey, your life's journey. And I go, that goes along real beautifully with that story. And it's important that, you know, we're grateful and we remember those who have touched our lives along the way. And really thinking of people as gifts to us. I think that just really helps us to be just such a different perspective when you're interacting with people and remembering, you know, you think of all these people like, you know, I was in love with this person for a while and now I'm getting divorced and, you know, how can that happen? But yeah, if you look at it as a gift, helping you to grow and to move into different possibly relationship with another or just having a deeper relationship with yourself, I think that can be such a really just a more expansive and a wider perspective way of being able to walk through your life.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the ways that you do that in your day-to-day life, Robin, being present with others? And I know you do. You're really great at that and honoring them. How do you do that?
I just seek to really be a good listener. And I'm more than, you know, because I used to be a person who would always like, oh, I'm listening, so I'm going to tell you something. I would have the next thing I wanted to share with them instead of really hearing what they were saying to me. And I think one of the things that I've learned over the years about being, you know, effective listening is saying back to them what they've told me
mm-hmm.
in a different way, like a coming from a place of gratitude or appreciation or something they shared with me. And I'm like, oh, wow, I love that, you know, you've learned this or that you're aware of that or whatever, that you shared that with me. So it's a matter of like, I'm hearing you as opposed to trying to, you know, tell you one more thing about something that I've learned or whatever, you know, it, and again, it depends on the person and situation, but more than not, it's about people being valued and heard it sounds like it could be complicated, but it's actually just really being in the present moment and being effective in your listening skills.
And we, at the Angels Las Vegas, had a collaborative circle meeting last night. And we went around the circle and had people introduce themselves and what's their intention for being there. But I gave them a piece of paper to write down their answers before. And then when they introduced themselves, I had them answer, you know, those questions, but also two more. And I had them answer, what brings you joy in doing service? And if you could see anything change in our community, what would that be? And so it was just not only, you know, who I am, why I'm here, but really mm-hmm. bringing more of their authentic self to the table. And it was mm-hmm. really, I think some of the answers surprised them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they probably never even thought about it before, or they never had it in a way where they could actually share that with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, you know, when I name it, I can claim it.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives a lot of synergy in the room for other likeness of people getting together and having the same kind of passions that they want to be able to make, but be someone who can make a difference. So Ruma goes on to talk about how Mother Teresa really seemed to hear the heart of people and to see their souls. And she created a safe environment that fostered very intense dialogues and soul, you know, that had been seeking to have no fear of judgment. And I think that's really kind of like just like you're talking about, Amy, really, when you can create a safe place for people to know that they can share, it can go really deep, really fast.
And it's like you're learning who you are in that conversation too. You're both, it's kind of like peeling the onion or the rose unfolding, whether you were into an onion or a rose today, I guess, and to really mm-hmm. get to each other at deeper levels. And I do think that I always look at whenever I'm meeting somebody, this is a potential new friend. And how do I come at that conversation from that perspective instead of whatever, trying to accomplish something or get something out of it? And that has really served me well in the world.
Mm-hmm. And I think it really kind of goes to some of the theme of the chapter, because it talks about, you know, do you talk differently to different people? I know, well, that's the reason why we talk about the janitor. Would you talk differently to a janitor as opposed to, you know, the CEO of a company?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what level of connection, what level of being authentic, you know, are you bringing to each conversation? And just a sense of respect and appreciation for how the person's contributing to the whole. So I think that's something that a lot of people might want to think about and, you know, not necessarily judge it, but just be an observer of, you know, how am I with different people and who they are. And I think that's one thing that I love about getting older is that kind of stuff just doesn't, you know, do anything for me anymore. I'm like, I really don't care what they do. It's like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, because
it doesn't matter your position. It's like, there are people, one of my dearest friends, if you weren't paying attention, you would know that he is the spiritual leader in any organization he's in. But
mm-hmm.
he holds in love, he does everything with great care and treats everybody with great respect. So I think I'd rather change the name of this title to pay attention to everyone. I think that
mm-hmm.
is, you know, a little bit better. And that
mm-hmm.
he is such a... heart of anything he's part of. But he's very quiet, mm-hmm. and people don't seem to notice him. But people who mm-hmm. get it do. And I make sure to spend time, you know, letting him know how important who he is and who he's being is in the world. I don't think mm-hmm. he needs as much encouragement now as he used to, you know, because mm-hmm. I think part of it, once you really own, you know what, I'm here to hold love. I'm here
right.
to stand, you know, right, for good. And
mm-hmm.
you can say whatever you want about the job I have or what I do, but I'm here to hold the light for everybody and
mm-hmm.
be, you know, a gatekeeper for good in everything that we do. And, you know, Florence Shovel Shinn wrote The Game Called Life in 1929. And
mm-hmm.
I really love her work. She wrote some other things, too. It still holds true today. But a quote of hers that I hold in my pocket at all times is, "No one can fail if someone sees them as successful."
Yeah, that's awesome.
All you need
that's
is
awesome.
One. And I try to mm-hmm. be that one for as many people as I can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love the fact that we're talking about the janitor because, you know, just like you were talking about, you know, there's a spiritual leader that just quietly does what he does, but yet it makes a difference for everyone around him because janitors usually are quiet guys. You really don't see them. They're working, you know, on odd hours when the majority of people aren't there.
Right.
And they're making,
right.
they're making an environment that's pleasant and appropriate so they can go and do the work they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very telling to have it be a janitor because some people would look down on that. I'm like, I almost put in the promo about talking about how grateful I am for garbage guys because, gosh, I am.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, it takes away all
yeah.
the things that I don't want or need anymore. Thank you. You know, and I'm like, yay, you know. And, you know, if I'm, you know, moving trash cans some mornings, you know, I really try to, you know, make eye contact and really try to be genuine and like they know that I, you know, thank you for, you know, coming to get my trash. That's awesome. So.
Right. Right.
It's just those things about, you know, seeing how everybody makes a difference. It's like my friend Marveen Lindbergh. We've had her on the show before. And, you know, Marveen always talks about it's that person who made the chair, all the different people who made the chair. You know,
mm-hmm.
from people who cut it and put it together, the person who designed it. I mean, just all the things that goes into all these things in our lives that we don't really even think about. And the
right.
people behind
right.
those things to give us a chair or give us a, you know, a bottle of Gatorade or whatever. You know, it's all these things and all these people that have touched it in some way that have made it, you know, a better experience for us in our lives.
So I
it's
wanted
that
to share
profound.
A little bit of a mindset moment. Do you have a flower that comes to mind? Or
peace
a nature
lily.
Element?
A peace
Same
lily.
Way.
Well, peace
that?
Lilies are part of the spathiphyllum. It's part of a plant. And it's interesting mm-hmm. how some people call them the white flag out of a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it just pop, the way it pops up and it's kind of like, you know, surrender! throws it up, you know, for people to just have a sense of changing a perspective on having something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like thinking a battle when the white flag comes out and, you know, everybody kind of like halts and goes, oh, wait a minute, we're ready for a peace treaty here. So, and, you know, when it comes to a peace lily, there's this sense of shifting and change. And during COVID it was very interesting because all of a sudden that's what everybody wanted to be giving people were these peace
mm-hmm.
lilies. And I think maybe part of it was the name of a peace lily. I think part of it was just the fact that it's very similar to a calla lily. So it's just this beautiful, open, white flower that has a little bit of a tongue on it that really just kind of helps you to stop and to pause for a second and something that's very, it seems like innocent beauty.
Mm.
You know, innocent in what it is and how it appears to others. And it's something that can really kind of help us pause and be in that present moment for even if it's just for a few seconds.
Wow.
So I think it's just been interesting that, you know, we're getting more sensitive to that. Our next book is going to be exciting. We're going to have Anita Mujay's book. She just wrote, actually, that's called Sensitive is the New Strength. And I really am excited to get into that material once we get done with Mother Teresa because it's talking about the sensitivity on the planet
And boy, are we seeing that. And I think that's another reason why we're going to have the whole thing next week about, you know, the power of voicing where I am, be something that can really theme these whole things. So, you know, being in that place where, you know, I can show my flag. I could be this place of like, whether I show it to myself and I show it to another, I want to be in this place of pausing instead of having it feel like a battle or feeling like, you know, I have aggressive landscape that I have to, you know, conquer or feel like I even have to be, you know, trudging through, depending on what that looks like. So it makes a lot of sense that peace lilies would be something that people are really embracing when it comes to something like that. So, you know, some people was like, oh, it's just a plant, but, you know, is it? It's kind of interesting. I think unconsciously we really lean into things that really can help us to give us comfort and give a sense of flow and moving on to something where we can give ourselves permission to have a little ease in our lives.
I'm in. Yes, please.
Yeah, I know. Me too. So, and, you know, for a while there, you know, nobody could get them because everybody was wanting them. So supply and demand. And all the nurseries were just like, you know, they actually, 2020 was a great year for nurseries, plant nurseries, because a lot of people were connecting to nature and realizing that they needed to have more nature around them. So they did really well, which I'm great. I'm really glad to hear about all that. So getting back to Mother Teresa here. So, you know, it's valuing the people around you and really seeking that you can be in a place of just treating others with respect, you know, and really getting to a place where, you know, knowing that each of us wants to be feeling valued and that titles never really matter. It's the person who always does. And I think those are really the wisdom that can come from, you know, thinking that whether you're a CEO or a janitor, you make a big difference.
Yes, always. So let's I want to give you a little bit of an experience. So let's imagine that you're going through your day, and whether it's on Zoom or a phone call, or maybe you're seeing people in person, that each person that you encounter on your path holds a bit of wisdom for you. And maybe you hold a bit of wisdom for them. So really treating that as a sacred connection that is being made, whether it feels like it or not. Let's just imagine that it truly is, and that there God is speaking to you, is God's eyes, God's hands, God's heart is present with you, and you being present and holding with them and allowing them to shine and see that God spark in them, allowing that to flow to you and back and forth and back and forth, even if no words are exchanged. Because I know many times when I'm doing things, there are people that I never even talk to that I know by being in that presence. You and I carry a lot of joy energy and smiling. Sometimes it's hard with a mask on, but like, you said well before, you can tell when somebody's smiling, that, and you can feel it. You can feel it. So that's what I want to support you in doing. Try it tomorrow, and if that feels good, maybe try it a little more the next day, about really being present and seeing the soul in each other and having that soul exchange and maybe a giggle or two along the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think as we take ourselves lightly, we're able to pass that on to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw a lady in the grocery store today, and she was having kind of a hard day. You could tell she was kind of challenged, and she was trying to get the attention of just a grocery clerk, and she turned around and grumbled her way back. And I really just kind of just looked at her, and I just, you know, prayed that, you know, that light would, God would, you know, help to lighten her heart. And give her some joy for the day, because you could tell she was just in this place of feeling everything felt really heavy and that she wasn't being heard. Yeah, the clerk was just busy doing something, you know that.
So, you know, she took it upon herself because she was just in this place, you know, in a different.
You're faded out a little bit.
You know, it's such a sensitive time and a time to really be supporting ourselves and being able to.
We do make a difference. And I'm looking forward to next week. I think it's going to be a really good episode. So thank you, Aime.
Thank you. I love you, and I love our connection and how we individually and together make such a difference.
I do, too. I do, too. And then we thank our audience for always being here and helping us out. We love you go over to the Facebook Transformation Cafe community. We love to look at your comments and any ideas you'd like to have for shows. So we welcome all of it. We look forward to the conversation tomorrow next week. All right. We'll talk to you guys later, and you have a great week.
Woo-hoo!
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.